Acknowledgements and Bibliography. I would like to thank everyone who allowed me to interview them for this story, especially Jim Channon, General Stubblebine, Guy Savelli, and Eric Olson. I harassed Jim so frequently over the past 2 years, for facts, dates, copies of his manual, reminiscences, verifications of names and places, and so on, that at one point he emailed me to say, exhaustedly, "Why do I feel like the copy boy on my own show?" But he always provided the information I asked for. Jim allowed me to reproduce a drawing from the 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual, and I thank him for that too. Although nothing much has been written before about the 1st Earth Battalion, Mind Wars by Ron McRae, St. Martin's Press, 1984, has a few useful pages on Jim, a paragraph or two of which I have appropriated. Thanks to Tony Fruin of Lobster Magazine and the Kubrick Estate for giving me his copy of Remote Viewers, The Secret History of America's Psychic Spies by Jim Schnabel, Dell, 1997. This book gave me invaluable background information for chapters 5 and 6, as did Francis Ween's How Mumbo Jumbo Conquered the World, Fourth Estate, 2004, and my conversations with Skip Atwater and Joe McMoneagle, the two leading players in the Fort Meade Psychic Spying Unit. Thanks to John Le Carre, who told me to read In the Time of Tyrants, Panama, 1968 to 1990, by Richard M. Koster and Guillermo Sanchez, W.W. Norton and Company, 1991. All anyone needs to know about Panama and military intelligence is contained within that book. Prudence Calabrese's moving and funny memoir, Intentions, The Intergalactic Bathroom Enlightenment Guide, imprint 2002, helps me to retell the story of her roller coaster adult life, and I recommend it. Well, the memoir parts I recommend unreservedly. The alien in the bathroom parts I recommend reservedly. Thanks to Catherine Fitzgerald Schrammack for allowing me to reproduce her late husband's photograph of the Hale-Bopp comet and the companion object.